You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good
WMIE.
Afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the Lord and in what God is doing in this end time. We want to take a time and we want to use this couple of minutes to invite our listeners who listen to us on a daily basis, weekly, year, as we come to you. And our desire is to teach you the Word of God and to help you live out the Christian life in this hurt realm. Because this all through the month, we're going to be teaching you how to live the Christian life in the Spirit. And we're not talking anything spooky here or anything Pentecostal. Because the day of Pentecost was a feast. It wasn't a religion. We're not going to make no religion out of this. We're going to teach you the Word of God, how to live the Christian life in the Spirit and not live it in the flesh. And we'll show you in Romans. And we ask you to read Romans chapter 6, right? Romans chapter 6 is
8.
Romans chapter 8. We want you to read the entire chapter of Romans. Romans 8. Read it and meditate on it. Go ahead, Dan.
We in Psalm chapter 25, verses 4 and 5. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. So as we are learning this word, as we are studying this topic, life in the Spirit, we're teaching it. We're teaching it as we are learning it, as God is leading and he's opening up the scriptures to us, scriptures that we've seen before but haven't had the impact of the revelation that we have now.
Yeah.
Life in the Spirit. God is equipping his people in this time for a kingdom manifestation, kingdom harvest in the earth realm. There is the spirit of man that he has given us to be filled with the spirit of God. And we have to understand that because there is no way to reason out the things of God in our carnal mind where we are trying to, you know, put it in this category, that category, and we're trying to bring logic to it, trying to bring understanding to it. It doesn't work because the spirit of God doesn't fit into any of the categories that the wisdom of this world is able to provide, to put it in. So we have to know that there's another place within us to be able to make decisions. There's another place within us to be able to bring forth courage, to be able to bring forth prosperity. There's another place within us that we can pull from, that we can use to make our decisions and that we can use to build forth and go forth and everything to communicate with God to get the direction and such from him. So there's another part in us. So we have to understand what the Word of God says about how we are made. You know, the physical doctor, he studies the body, the physical part. The mental health person, doctor, psychologist, they study the mental, the emotional part. But now there's this other part, the spiritual part. which is meant to be our primary part. So where does this spirit man get care if we're not going to church, if we are not submitted up under a pastor? Where does this spiritual man get his care? Think about how many doctor's appointments people have just for the physical body. Now, how much more should we be in appointment with God to deal with our spiritual man, the part that lives forever? This body's not living forever. This body, it came from the earth and it's staying in the earth. This body is not departing from the earth. It's staying right here. What's coming, what's continual, what's eternal is our spirit and our soul. But our body is staying here. The natural man is staying in the earth. So we cannot just prioritize that and not give weight to the things of the spirit.
And we encourage you to listen to the entire teaching all this week. So we are the last teaching for the week. But you have to, if you haven't heard Monday, you have to go back and listen to the teaching on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and now Friday. Then look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. As we tie everything together on this Friday morning, we want to tie up the old teaching from Monday right to today.
For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?
Yeah.
Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
Yeah. 100%. So all this week we're saying no natural man can know the things of God. Natural man mean the mind. Man is a body. Man has a body. Man has a mind. And man has a spirit. And the body going to need the things of the body. Mm-hmm. The mind going to need the things of the mind. The spirit of a man need the spirit of God. And in Romans chapter 8 now, we go back to Romans chapter 8, and we see how this works. What we're saying, how 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Romans chapter 8 matches. Yes.
Verse 16.
Yes.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's the connection has to be made. The connection has to be made there, because you and I cannot, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, for what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Mm-hmm. Even so, no man knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Mm-hmm.
And verse 12 in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world,
you're right,
but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. So there are many things that have been freely given to us by God that we receive through the spiritual man. Yeah. And our natural man and our carnal man are going to keep us. They're going to try to block out the spiritual man because they can't understand the spiritual man. So we have to come under the instruction, the teaching of the word. The truth of the word has to be true unto us. And then when we have the realization, the revelation that there is a third part, there is the spirit man that we can access. And in that part, in that channel, in that frequency, in that place of capacity, that's where God is freely given to us all things that we need for life, all things that we need for godliness. It's in that other part. But the natural man and the carnal man will try to block us out from that spiritual man because we can't understand it naturally, can't understand it carnally. So faith comes by hearing. And what does faith come? What do we have to hear? The word of God. How are we going to hear the word of God when people are teaching the word of God? So we have to be diligent. We have to be disciplined to consecrate some time out of our week, out of our day to know the things of God. Where think about how we are trained up in the world system from an early age. We go through to a set institution for academic instruction. So the world trains us up to be able to navigate, to be able to live, to be able to excel academically in the natural world. We're taught the things that are needed to be able to grow up in stages of life and such, to be able to meet different milestones. We're taught those in an institution, in an academic setting. So how much more now the spiritual things of God? Do we have to set the time aside and make it a priority? You know, the scriptures, God will bring them into our remembrance. But how are they going to come into our remembrance? You can't remember something that you never knew. So yes, we have to make sure that we're putting the word of God into the vault of our heart. And I know when I came to Celebration Tabernacle, and that Celebration Tabernacle grew into having three services. We used to have three services on a Sunday. I came to every service, not because I had to, not because I had a responsibility or something that I had to do, but that was how I learned the word, through setting aside that time, hearing the same message three times, studying the same message three times in a Sunday. And that now, I don't regret that, because I pull from that now.
Yeah,
I don't regret it. You know, at the time, they say, oh, all day, we're from, you know, morning till the afternoon, then coming back at night. You know, at the time, it may have been a little struggle here and there, but discipline, a disciple is a disciplined one. And then now being able to pull back from that teaching, being able to pull back that word, having that in the vault, you don't regret it, because life's yeah. And we need to access yes. the things of God to be yes. able to triumphantly move forward.
Yes, it's so good as you share that part of your life, because sitting hearing the same mm-hmm. message three times, mm-hmm. the same message, mm-hmm. it's not deviating. And the flesh would tell you, mm-hmm. your mind would tell you.
You already know it.
You already know it.
That's the biggest deception. And as a teacher, I see it in the classroom. Oh, you already told us this. We already know that. No, yeah. you don't. Because
you don't.
Until you can do it independently
yes.
and prove the proficiency and the mastery over time, you do not know it.
Yeah. So that's why the Bible warns us and teaches us. It tells us faith comes by what?
Hearing
the word of God.
And then it says, do not be a hearer only, deceiving yourself.
Yeah.
So we have to be able to do that which we hear.
Yes.
And you can't do it unless you have full understanding of it. Just saying, oh, I heard that, or oh, yeah. I know that, doesn't mean that you can go out and actually do it. Because when you're doing it, when you begin to do it, that makes you draw back onto the instruction. Oh, what did they say? Makes you look back in that textbook and see, oh, wait, what was that again? Makes you go back through your notes. Oh, wait, what was that? To be able to do it. So there's a difference between hearing something and then having the understanding to be able to do it. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make
a day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.